All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are with another episode of Anime Brothers. We are your hosts, Disciple Dashni and Tai So Fly,
Let's get it.
Bringing in another week of anime goodness to y'all.
Yes, sir. And today, we'll be talking about our ABC villain tournament that we just completed earlier last week before Thanksgiving.
Yep, a couple weeks back, y'all saw what we do with our main character tournament, so we decided to have one with some villains, the first one, and I'm not gonna lie to you, I was kind of disappointed with this one, because this one definitely didn't get as much traction as the main character one. I don't know if you posted in the same groups or didn't do it this time, but...
No, I posted in the same groups. I think that the fact that the main character tournament, because I didn't really like try to place them like equally like the fighters, it was just such an outrage that people were just like, that's what I was thinking, because I noticed it didn't get the same, you know, the wow factor.
See, and but this one was more evenly in terms of opponents, I felt like this one was more evenly balanced.
Mm-hmm.
But then it definitely did not get the same traction. Yeah. As the main character ones.
So I got two things. One, it's either they were too well balanced that there wasn't enough of, like, I'm going to call it outrage that people want to like hate on it or anything like that. And then two, maybe it was just too soon from when the main character tournament ended and this started. I don't know. Probably. I can't really tell, but those are two options I have in my head.
I can tell you right now, this is ridiculous about well, how we ended.
Oh, well, before we actually get into the tournament, let's do a little true confessions to pay homage to our boy Quiet Jams, who still is on paternity leave. And so, true confessions for today is, who did you think was going to win the villain tournament before it was all said and done? Like, who was your top?
I mean, I was going either I had three lined up. It was either going to be Kid Buu,
mm-hmm.
the Demon King, or Yuwak.
Got you.
From Bleach. And oh, wait till we get to that matchup. Foolishness.
So for me, I was going off obviously who I knew. I actually know more characters now, but just because I've just happened to watch more anime between now and then. But in the beginning, I assumed Kid Buu or Madara. Those were my two choices, and that's only because I knew them. And like looking through the bracket, to me, each side, it was going to come down to those two.
Nah. It was just crazy. Like, but I mean, obviously when we talk about the matches, they're gonna be some spoilers for certain animes for people. So if we go into an anime that you haven't seen before, just kind of skip over that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really all there is to it, but yeah, it was just crazy. So the first matchup we have is Madara versus Aizen. Honestly, from the jump, I thought Aizen was winning. Now, I had Aizen winning this, hands, not like hands down, but it would have been the toughest matchup, but I thought Aizen was going to win. And just with seeing some people, I felt like a lot of people either didn't watch Bleach or could barely remember Bleach. The moderator was getting way too many votes, like it was supposed to be a wash, and I'm just like, oh, hold up now. Hold up now.
For that one, obviously, it's from my true confession. I had Madara winning that one, but I think Naruto is more relevant at the current moment, which is probably why Madara got the bump over Aizen. Because we know Aizen's strong fighter. I mean,
well, it's crazy because I know when I was reading some of the comments, like people were thinking like, yo, Madara will just hit with his Sharingan, and then he has the Rinnegan, especially when he goes to stage six path mode. Mm-hmm. He can just block Aizen's technique, but like Aizen's Shikai ability, the isn't really again like a genjutsu, so it's not like Madara can just like block it.
That's true.
So that's why when I was having, because I was talking about it with some of my other friends, and I'm just like, yo, if Aizen can use his Shikai ability before Madara can like activate his Sharingan, I think, I figured that would take over like Madara's ability. I mean, it might not, but that was my reason. I think Madara can, I think Aizen would be able to take over Madara's ability using the complete hypnosis to warp Madara's reality to make him think that he was doing stuff. Because you saw how he used it in Bleach. It was just crazy. Mm-hmm. And it got to a point where it was just like, oh, even the, when he was doing the battle with the Shinigami in the fake Karakura town, like, he didn't even, like, before the battle even started, it was already activated. It was just like, oh, when was I not using Kyokusugetsu?
Yeah.
No, and it was just like, so I'm just like, yo, if he can get that on Madara, then he would be able to win that.
That's true. I guess I just read a couple of the comments. I guess it would just come down to speed. What would be faster, the Sharingan or the hypnosis? Well, I don't want to call it just hypnosis, but like,
I mean, like, technically with Bleach, in order to activate the Shikai ability, you have to say its name.
Well,
you have to at least say its name. But with the Sharingan, you can just open the eyes. So yeah, it's gonna be down to whoever would be able to get their ability off first.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, in the battle when Aizen in the game, Aizen in the not the armor card, the spotter, Aizen and the spotter were fighting the captains in Karakura Town. Like, Aizen already had Kyokusugetsu on, and he didn't have to say it. He just said it. He was just like, oh. They were like, oh, when were you using Kyokusugetsu? And he was just like, when did you think I wasn't? And I'm just like, okay. I mean, that's kind of a hot line. Doesn't really make much sense because, like, you've already laid down the groundwork that in order to activate the ability, you have to say its name. And honestly, he had already had it on, and nobody even heard him say anything.
That leads me to believe that he turned it on at a very early, early stage. Like, probably even when he was younger, and he just kept it on.
There are times when he had, but like he was able to, because once you've been under the hypnosis, that's it. You can get chopped in it at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, and they were talking about like in the very first season when Ichigo came through. After when it was revealed that Aizen was the Dark Forces, like he was talking with Captain Unohana, and it was. She was talking about how he demonstrated the Kyokusugetsu's ability in front of all the captains and vice captains. And it was just like, oh, that's when she was like, yeah, that's why I got you under hypnosis. Like, anybody that can see it, anybody that sees it once is under it forever.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't just like go away.
That's true. Nonetheless, definitely arguments for one way or the other.
I mean, if this was like a final battle, it would have been cool. I mean, I think it was still a good first battle, but I think people just like haven't watched Bleach like that. And obviously with the popularity of like Naruto, they're just like, oh, well, Madara's absolutely gonna win. And I was like, not really that much, not really that easy of a battle as some people think it is.
True.
Now there's no net. Where we go? Are we sticking on the right side?
Yeah, let's just go down. Are we
sticking on the left?
Let's just finish the left side. Well, okay. You know, the first part of it, and then go to the...
This match pissed me off. This made no sense. Shinobu Sensui from Yu Yu Hakusho versus Naraku from Inuyasha. And Naraku won?
I was kind of confused myself, because you would think that Sensui, because his jaw
is a demon hunter.
Demon kid. Yeah. Yeah. You would think he'd be able to handle Naraku.
And he would be. Naraku isn't that strong. Like, especially when he doesn't have the Shikonju. All he done is create clones of himself. That he barely battled Inuyasha on his own. He just kept sending poison bugs, miasma, or he just created clones of himself to attack Inuyasha. Or he just manipulated other people to do it as well. Like, Naraku was not a fighter. So the fact that, and Shinobu Sensu, like, people, like, and especially going off of the first tournament, well, I mean, Yusuke was done to begin with because they had him up against Goku, but just reading the comments, especially with this matchup, people don't understand how strong the characters of Yu Yu Hakusho actually were. Like, go back and watch the, like, dark tournament when they were measuring the powers, like, these guys are really strong. There's no way since we're losing this match.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. Especially Naraku's poison insects, they're not even, like, they're barely C-class demons. That's generous considering calling them C-class demons. But yeah. Shinobu, like, since we was an S, and even when Hiei, Kurama, and Kuwabara, they got to their S forms, they still couldn't beat Sensui like that, especially when he had his armor. As a matter of fact, Yusuke was like, even when Yusuke became S-class and he went demon form, the only reason why he won that match is because his pops took over.
Basically.
And hit him with that excessive spirit gun. He's like, yo, that's too much power. I'm just like, yeah, there's no way you have someone like Sensui like that losing to Naraku, of all people. Like, if you gave me, like, a showroom or something, like, I would have given you just about any other villain in Inuyasha. Naraku, the one that doesn't fight?
Yeah, and the comments, some of the reasons it was just, like, because Naraku never dies. Like, it's because in Inuyasha, they just...
Right, because he kept running.
Yeah.
He kept running. He wasn't trying to fight.
But yeah, no, that one, that I was surprised on. I honestly had picked Sensui to win this one. So.
And he should have.
Mm-hmm. And then moving on to the next match, Sissio from Roni Kenshin, and Griffith from Berserk.
I was fine with whoever won this match. Who actually ended up winning? Griffith, right?
Griffith. Yeah, Griffith. Yeah. I had voted for Sensui. I mean, not Sensui, Sissio. Too many S's.
I mean, Sissio is deadly. Like, he was the one who was supposed to be trained to replace Kenshin as the Botosai. But, you know, the government was just like, oh, you're too powerful, and they're trying to burn him.
Yep.
But, and that's why, and for me, that played into why I chose, like, I had Griffith winning. That's because also Griffith never really lost a fight in Berserk.
True. And a lot of, from the comments that I read, a lot of people were talking about the fact that Griffith turned into the demon.
Yeah.
Or the devil. So
he turned himself into the demon. He made a pact with the freaking, like, God Hand people.
Yeah.
And became that demon.
So a lot of people, that's why they went towards Griffith, which makes sense. Yeah.
And then also, I mean, with Sissio, like, he has his burns, so, like, that's going to play into the same way, like, it did with Kenshin, is going to play into the fact that you extend the battle long. I mean, extend the battle long enough, he's just going to burn himself.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, I had no quarrels with that, with this matchup. Who we got next?
Versus Hisoka.
Yeah, there he is, Garu.
Now, see, this for me, like, I went off of Garu. See, then this is why we need Jams here. The jerk. Yo, you can't give us, like, a good hour, huh? You and your paternity leave, you jerk. I'm just messing. But, I mean, I went with Garu only because, like, I know One Punch Man. I haven't watched or read anything about Hunter x Hunter. So I don't really know Hisoka like that.
So I think these two fighters, this definitely is a good matchup. As for Garu, I know he's almost like a Saiyan in the sense, like, every time he battles and he loses, he just keeps getting stronger and stronger. Where Hisoka, I don't know what his like actual power level is. He, because in Hunter x Hunter, he literally just keeps going after the most powerful people, wanting to fight them and fighting them. Like, it's almost like he's also limitless. Like, I haven't really seen him lose. Like, when he does lose, if he loses, he does it on purpose because it serves some kind of thing that he's game that he's playing. But I've never seen him lose on purpose. I mean, lose, like actually lose. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Honestly, like, and I remember you guys were telling me stuff, like you guys were saying that before when we were doing the, when we were making the tournament. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I still feel like with, even after what you guys told me, I still feel like Garuk is just one, we haven't really seen Garuk's max potential, but we know he's gotten like exponentially stronger every time he's gotten like near death and like healed himself. Like almost like that Saiyan factor.
Yep.
So yeah, that's why I had Garuk winning. But again, more people, I don't know Hunter x Hunter, more people do. So like I can't really be mad at that. I gotta watch the anime. That's definitely on the list.
Yeah, it's a good one.
That list keeps growing. Like I got Hunter x Hunter, Black Clover, yeah, Demon Slayer.
Mm-hmm.
Like so much to watch.
True. Yeah, Hizuka won that one. All
right. So that rounded off the left side. On our right, mm-hmm, we got Mirum and Kid Buu. I mean, Kid Buu's my guy. Like, he wasn't losing there.
Yeah, I wanted Kid Buu to win this one as well. I mean, I'm pretty sure Kid Buu won purely off popularity. I don't know how I would describe, because like I know the power levels and all that stuff in DBZ, and I know Mirum is strong from Hunter x Hunter, but just like comparison wise, I don't think he is like, you know, I'm a world destroyer kind of strong like Kid Buu is.
And can you stop Kid Buu from turning him into candy?
No, he couldn't.
Yeah, Kid Buu was definitely taking that.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, I would, if I was going to put any, like, from DBZ, from Mirum, it probably would have been Cell, probably. Like, that type of level. Plus, he had the tail kind of thing, like Cell. So. But anyways, Kid Buu did win this one. So, haul it back.
Next one, we got what? Beast Titan versus
Demon King.
Versus Demon. I'm sorry. Beast Titan from Attack on Titan. And we have the Demon King from Seven Deadly Sins. Definitely went with my guy, the Demon King, Seven Deadly Sins. I mean, the Beast Titan doesn't really, he has the Titan Roar, which doesn't, it's not going to really help him in this matchup because the Beast Titan, I mean, Demon King doesn't have any of like the fluid to transform other people into the Titans. So he's just by himself, and like he does have the throwing ability, which can throw rocks. But again, that's not really going to help against the Demon King. Because one, the Demon King can stop anything that's supposed to cause him damage. He can just use his ability, the ruler, to stop all that.
So when,
and
when
we also saw Captain Levi give Beast Titan that work. So this was a bad matchup for the Beast Titan.
Beast Titan. So for me, I've watched Attack on Titan, but I haven't like finished. I don't even think I got past the first season. And then
you need to watch, man.
Yeah.
Especially the last season's coming out next year.
Mm-hmm. And then for Seven Deadly Sins, I know I hadn't gone past the first season when this came out. I actually finished Seven Deadly Sins, so I know how strong the Demon King is now. I just didn't know when the tournament started. But like, I'm a fan now. I wasn't sure. I didn't know anything about him before, but after finished Seven Deadly Sins.
Oh, you actually ended up reading it?
No, I just watched. Oh. I watched it.
Oh, you watched the anime so far? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't jumped into, let me reframe. I finished the anime, but I haven't jumped into the manga from that.
You don't really have that many chapters. after the yeah after where it ended in the anime, if you watch, especially because Netflix has most of it, especially this is going to be the final one next year. So like if you jump into the manga, it's you don't have that many chapters left to read.
Cool.
This is a fairly short one.
Nice, nice. But yeah, Demon King took this one. The next one. So this was a controversial one. All for One versus how you pronounce this name? My
gosh. All for One from My Hero Academia versus Yuuk, the leader of the Quincy from Bleach. This matchup was made no sense whatsoever. I couldn't, and this is where I know I was just like, all right, people don't watch Bleach. People don't watch Bleach. People forgot about Bleach. People haven't read that final arc. And that's because like the final arc hasn't been made into an anime yet. When people go back, they'll probably watch it. And you can just tell this is like, no, people did not read this last arc. There's no way All for One is beating Yuuk. Especially the way Yuuk was written in the manga. That dude was one of the most OP characters I've ever seen written. And his abilities are just ridiculous. Like, no way All for One is winning. We've seen All for One get messed up by All Might.
That's true.
And now we should, and All Might's not winning. First of all, Yuuk's ability is just like the All Might. Like, I'm not going to go into, like, for those people who haven't read the final arc of Bleach, I mean, the anime's coming, so I'm not going to get too into it. But basically, Yuuk's ability allows him to see the future, and he uses that to his advantage in order to defeat his opponents. Like, and you'll see it throughout that final arc. He does it multiple times. There's just no way All for One is winning this. It's ridiculous. It's not like it's a quirk. It's not like that's a power you were born with, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. I don't think there's any quirk All for One could have created that stops him from beating Yuuk. Because Yuuk, again, he sees the future. He'll know what All for One was trying to do
before he did it. No, that makes sense. But I would say this one definitely was All for One won this based off popularity. Like,
what was the number of votes? Like, it wasn't even close. It was ridiculous.
I mean, 3 points, 7-4.
7 points. Yes. Ridiculous. It's seven people voted for All. I don't get it, man. There's no way.
Yeah.
No way at all.
And you just go, I think it's just what was more popular at the time. I mean, My Hero Academia is just more popular than Bleach at the current moment. Poor Yuuk.
It was sad.
Yeah.
I came in, like, I looked at the results. I'm just like, okay, Yuuk got that easily. Next thing I know, I get the I see you with the post and just like, oh, All for One wins. I'm like, what? Like, what are people smoking? Like, absolutely no way.
Who we got next? Shishimaru from Inuyasha and King Bradley from Full Metal Alchemist. Doesn't matter, Brotherhood or whatever. Doesn't matter.
I mean, both are different. Like, again, I hate regular Fullman Alchemist, so we're just, what's that group, Brotherhood?
Okay.
No. I honestly didn't mind. Whoever came out of this, I would have been fine with, even though I voted him. Like, I voted Bradley just to put a throw wrench in this, because I was just tight from the previous battle. But I mean, if I'm gonna like really think about this, I mean, Shishomaru could have won that just because Shishomaru, like, both of them are excellent swordsmen in the fight, but Shishomaru is just like, I mean, his thing, if Shishomaru goes to the Dogwood, I don't really see how he beats Bradley that way. So we just have to stick with the battle. But Shishomaru's sword, I think the Tensega, it like hurts demons, which I guess, considering now when you could become the becoming Humunculus, I guess those can also be considered demon types.
Yeah.
So. In all honesty, like, if I really wanted to do it, like, if I was like taking this at that point, I would just type. So that's why I voted King Bradley, but if I'm really gonna think about it, Shoshomaru is definitely gonna. I would should definitely have won that one.
I'd vote for Shoshomaru just because that's I haven't watched truly watched Full Metal Alchemist, so I don't know King Bradley that well, or I know Shoshomaru just because I've watched Inuyasha. So that's kind of how my vote went.
Yeah,
didn't really have but much of an explanation for that one.
Yeah. You definitely need to watch that.
Yeah.
Watch Brotherhood, though.
Got you. But yeah. Now, King Bradley took that one, though. So that completes, like, the first round. The
first round.
Mm-hmm. On to the second. Now we have Madara versus Naraku.
Let's just go ahead and breeze past that one. Madara got the W.
Yeah.
Naraku shouldn't have even been here.
Yo, nonsense. Naraku only got one vote for that battle.
Again, I don't know who's voting Naraku on this one. Just nonsense.
But yeah, so the next one we got Griffith versus Hisoka. Dang it. Anyways, yeah.
Griffith versus Hisoka. Again, I don't know Hisoka.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, Griffith has never lost in a Berserk. So I went with Griffith.
Yeah. So this one actually wasn't as popular a battle, which is why, I mean, Hisoka, yeah, he won, but it just wasn't as popular as, like, votes-wise.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I need to know Hisoka's abilities like that.
Mm-hmm. He's got that bubblegum ability. He can, like, get things to stick to his hands. He can actually apply it to the rest of his body, too, but in the beginning of the anime, it's known that he does it from his hands, but if you continue to watch on, you'll see he can use it in other parts.
Okay.
Yep. So that's the second round of the left side. So moving on to the second round of the right side. So this one, Kid Buu versus Demon King. I get why Demon King won, but at the time I was more like, holy crap, how did Kid Buu lose? Because I hadn't finished Seven Deadly Sins.
People really thought that, I don't know, because when I put this to when the tournament first came out, a lot of people were just like, oh, Kid Buu's gonna win this easily. I was like, nah, I was like, he might not. And this was the battle that I was getting, and this was the battle why I said he might not win this. So again, Demon King's ability, the ruler, it stops anything that's meant to damage him. He can invert it to heals him. So Kid Buu just can't use his regular attacks. Like, he do a planetary devastation. He's not going to take any damage off of that.
Mm-mm.
And so I was just like, he can't really hurt him. And Kid Buu doesn't have the ability to make Demon to heal other people. Actually, he healed. Well, Majin Buu healed the dog. So if it was Majin Buu, he might have been able to take Demon King using that. Because if he had avoided him. But Kid Buu's never really healed anybody except himself. he doesn't heal others.
He might have the ability if Majin Buu was able to do it. But because Kid Buu was evil, he never attempted to try and heal anybody. But himself.
So, and that's why I gave it to. And that's honestly why I chose Demon. But another reason why I chose Demon King, because, like, there was the argument, oh, a Kid Buu can just absorb Demon King. But as you see what happens, and if you read the manual, you'll find out. But, like, the whole thing, basically, what it is, the Ten Commandments are the Demon King's power. And, you know, Meliodas is talking about how he wants to be the next Demon King, because it's just like, as whoever holds all of the Ten Commandments becomes the Demon King. But what that really means is literally whoever holds all Ten Commandments becomes the Demon King. So the really means is the Demon King will become that person and take over that person's body. So And the picture you saw was the Demon King after he took over the body. So if Kid Buu were to absorb the Demon King with the Ten Commandment power, the Demon King would just take over Kid Buu.
And that's Kid Buu would become Demon King.
Yeah, and that's why I chose Demon King to win it.
No, that makes sense.
Oh, Kid Buu couldn't destroy the planet where he were Earth. I'm just like, Kid Buu could have also destroyed Supreme Kai's planet. And he did not. That still doesn't make any sense to me. Like, he blew up Earth, but then kept the Supreme Kai's planet alive. So there's just like, where he was like, oh, well, we could just destroy the world. I'm just like, he could, but he didn't, though.
I don't know what the... That definitely had to be, like, some kind of plot base for the anime. Like, they just need it. They needed a planet to fight on. I don't know.
I'm saying, if it's getting down to the ability to fight, like, I had Demon King winning. That's like, you can absorb Demon King, but with the Ten Commandments, he's just going to take over that body.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Demon King does win, though. 9-2. And then next we have All for One versus King Bradley. I actually had no like quarrels on who was gonna win this one, but I can see that you probably are like, how did, first off, he All for One shouldn't have even beaten.
Yep. exactly. Like I think All for, in this matchup, All for One would beat King Bradley. I'm still voting King Bradley just to get All for One out of here. Yeah, he doesn't deserve to be here, man. Tightness really took over this the voting for me in this tournament. Yes, I know people can feel how they want to feel. They have their own opinions, but come on.
But All for One ends up being King Bradley as well. Oh, man. So now we move on. We got the semifinals on the left side, which is against Madara versus, I always butcher this. I don't know why I keep butchering his name. Hisoka. Yeah. Feel like this one just went to popularity. I mean, I had Madara winning this one too, but.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen everything that Madara can do. And from what you guys have told me about Hisoka, I don't see how he beats Madara.
Yeah. This is actually a unanimous win for Madara. There were no votes for Hisoka, so.
As it shouldn't be. I mean, we saw what Madara did the moment he came back. Like, he got real with the Edo Tensei. But this is before he got all of his, like, the abilities with the, he went Sage of Six Path and became the Ten-Tails Jinchuriki. Like, this was like the moment he got back and was fighting Gaara's group.
Yeah,
he wrecked them all.
Light work for him, man.
It was ridiculous. Yeah, that's what I had. That's what I had Madara winning. Nothing I've heard from Hisoka had me thinking that he was going to. And apparently, the people agree.
Yep. Yeah, they did. It definitely did. You know what's funny? And I just noticed it just because I'm looking at them right now. Both semifinals matches were unanimous. Like, the winner won without the loser actually getting a vote.
And a vote?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, because now we got on the right side. We got Demon King versus All for One.
Yep.
Again, doesn't deserve to. Shouldn't have even made it that far.
Yeah. Demon King takes this one. I mean, just for the same reasons that you explained before about the Demon King, there's nothing that All One could do here. He was straight out of luck.
I went, honestly, when I saw that come on, I'm just like, yo, people are gonna put All for One. That one actually surprised me. I thought people were gonna put All for One into the final.
Yeah, I mean, I know my hero. Yeah. Now, I know My Hero Academia is definitely popular, but I don't know, at least for me, like, once I started watching Seven Deadly Sins, I was just like, I was hooked. Their power levels, at least for me, I think their power levels are just like insane. Not saying like the people from My Hero Academia don't have, insane powers. It's just, I think Seven Deadly Sins is just more powerful than the people in MHA.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. But now
the final matchup, Madara versus Demon K. At this point, I didn't care. But
no,
who won that matchup? But yeah, I knew it was gonna go to Madara.
So, with all the stuff we had mentioned before about the Demon King, would the Demon King be able to take over Madara, or no?
Madara would have to absorb him, but also like he wants to make sure that Madara is not supposed to like kill him, because again, if he has the Ten Commandments, like with each command and power, you would have to make sure he doesn't invoke it, or he'd fall victim to the curse of each commandment. Which again, that's why like I wouldn't have cared if Demon King won, because like yeah, maybe Madara would get affected by any one of the Ten Commandments. However, I mean, there's nothing that can really stop. Again, Demon King gets trapped into a genjutsu. Like, we don't really have anything on that.
Yeah.
Because basically, it was just like, oh, he can just hurt him. Because that can be for a battle. Like, he can't really. He can stop, I guess, Madara from, like, trying to do damage with, like, the ninjutsu or everything. But it's like, yo, you throw in a genjutsu, and it's just like, you hurt yourself. He can make you think like you invoke your ability when you really didn't. Kind of like with the Sasuke Danzo fight, when Danzo kept trying to use Izanagi, and then Sasuke played him and made him think he had more time left when he really didn't.
It's true. Sasuke was a beast. But anyways. Yeah.
So again, I wouldn't have mattered for me, like for this matchup. Like, whoever, like, the audience decided, I would have been fine with. It's just given the nature of both people.
True.
But still, the Ewok versus All For One, that pissed me off. No end. that pissed me off. That should have never been. Oh, gosh. You know, let me not go off.
Control
too much. See what I mean?
So Madara wins the ABC villain tournament, and yeah, like I said in the beginning of the episode, I predicted either Madara or Kid Buu, so one of my people actually won. I think you had also, you said you had predicted. Did you say Madara as well or Kid Buu? I know you said Kid Buu.
Everybody on the right side would have gone to Kid Buu, Demon King, or Yua.
Gotcha.
And then Yua got bounced first round. Like, ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, those were my three that I had.
Gotcha. Yeah. But it's like we said, this tournament was good, but it wasn't at all to the same capacity as the main character tournament. But
so that was our villain tournament, and now we can go, I mean, we do it at the beginning of the segment, but we're going to go into our manga chapter review. And this week we have our latest One Punch Man chapter 133.
Oh yeah,
yes,
hold up, let me pull it up. Yeah, it is 133.
Yeah, One Punch Man chapter 133. I'm not gonna lie to you, I thought this chapter was quite boring. It didn't really do anything for me because, one, I mean, Tornado's still in the middle of her battle. I still don't feel like I can trust Drive Knight.
No.
Or any of the Knight. Like, there's Drive Knight, and who's the other one? Like, there's two of them Knights. And they're both like robot type.
Drive Knight and... Well, what's the funny thing is Drive Knight told Genos to be wary of or be suspicious of the other. Was it Metal Knight?
Yes, Metal Knight.
Yeah. But how's he going to tell Genos to be suspicious of Metal Knight when he's also just as suspicious? Yeah. I'm like, bro.
But what, Drive Knight and Metal Knight, I don't trust either of them.
Yeah.
Like, it is ridiculous. And like, even so, like, he didn't even get that much, he didn't get that much playtime. So it's like, you know, he's up to something, but you don't, you still don't really know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, yo, this is sketchy as fuck. Like, no, you're sketchy, Drive Night. And we didn't really see anything with Tornado's battle this time.
No, it was basically that the like the first two pages was Drive Night, and then it went right into Ami. Is that how you pronounce his name? The dude who thinks he's well, he's at the bottom of the he's the top of the A class. And he's like, I refuse to go to the S class because I need to vet everyone before they make it to the S class. I think his name's Ami. I forget his hero name. Something mask or beautiful mask.
Oh, Sweet Mask.
Sweet Mask. Thank you.
This chapter, like, this dude was getting embarrassed. Like, why was this chapter about Sweet Mask? It made no sense for what's going on right now. Like, that is, like, the least important character that I care about. especially what's going on right now. He might be the least important character I feel in the entire show. Like, Sweet Mask is absolutely nothing. It's like, yo, I need to get my reputation back. And it's just like, oh, everybody sees, like, he's seeing in different lights. Like, oh, are they making fun of me? Blah, blah. I'm just like, why do I care?
Yeah. And his weakness. Why is his weakness ugly? Like, if he fights anyone that's ugly, he can't fight anymore. Like, that's, like, the lamest weakness I've ever seen in my life.
And I get it's like this is a parody, this is a parody manga or whatever, and it's supposed to be ridiculous like that. That's just some nonsense, though. Honestly, I hate Sweet Mask. Like, Sweet Mask is worse than Moomin Rider for me.
That's a fact. I honestly like Moomin Rider
because Moomin Rider, yeah, he's a jabroni. He's an actual like hero. He's like a real hero. Sweet Mask is trash, man. Sweet Mask 100%. Is trash. I didn't need all those. I didn't need a whole entire chapter dedicated to him. Way too many pages. Way too many pages talking about Sweet Mask. He didn't even do anything.
He just freaks out. And then he throws his head into the rocks to clear his mind. Because he was losing his mind, clearly. And then he's like, yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm okay. Walked off. He's like, yo, if this one thing is perseverance, it's like, end chapter. And honestly, it wouldn't bug me as much if this was like a weekly manga thing, but no, it's barely even a monthly. Like, this schedule is so sporadic for Punch Man chapters that the fact that it took so long for this chapter to come out and we got Sweet Mask,
nothing.
Like, we didn't even get Saitama and where he's in, like, to the warp, like, dungeon. We didn't get anything on Tornado's battle. Mm-mm. And we got Sweet Mask. we got Sweet Mask. It was ridiculous. Like, no King, no Genos, no Sweet Mask. Yeah, and a bunch of other people checking on Sweet Mask conditions. Like, if Sweet Mask is going to do something important, like, later on for this battle to actually win it, all right, cool. I get it. In my heart of hearts, I don't see that happening. Yeah, I don't see that happening at all. Fact that we just got teeth, when I saw there was a new chapter, I got a geek. I was like, yes, let's go. About time. Let's see how this battle goes. It either continues, ends, or wraps up. Nah. Sweet Mask. Like, that's like the ultimate troll.
I was. They played this hard. I don't know if they want to, like, just sneak in a little psychological update. Like, because, I mean, prior to this, how much of Suit Mask do we even get? We get nothing. So the whole point of learning about him, like you said, it defeats the purpose. So I don't, maybe he gets killed. There has to be something. Otherwise, there'd be no reason for him to be brought up.
I don't even see how killing him off does anything for the story. He's not that important. Yo, if Sweet Mask is someone's favorite character, I'm sorry. You need to find somebody else. Like,
yeah, you do.
I really wouldn't, like, Sweet Mash died, like, it would not affect me one bit. I'd just be like, that sucks. And it's just like, yo, next page.
Facts.
Next page. Like, Sweet Mask is not a cool character. I mean, if something changes down the line, maybe cool. But right now, Sweet Mask is trash.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm going to sum it up. One Punch Man, chapter 133, garbage. It's not worth reading. Like, you can skip it. You can go 132 to 134 when 134 comes out. Like,
pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Like, I don't... Whenever we get that, probably within the next 2.5-3 months.
That's true.
Like, I can't believe we waited that long just to get that chapter. Yeah. So terrible.
Do you even know what the delay is? Is it... I don't... Like... I mean, most are weekly. I know my monthly ones. I just don't understand why this one... This is not even monthly. This is like you said, a month and a half, 2 months. It doesn't even have a time.
Dang.
Yeah. I don't know what the holdup is on that bad boy.
Fire Force is worse.
Oh, my goodness. I actually stopped watching Fire Force. Reading.
Unless, of course, the only thing I can say for Fire Force is if maybe... And I didn't check on that. Maybe, like, the manga team just stopped due to COVID. And they just haven't gone back. That's the only thing I can suggest. Because I didn't read Fire Force until, like, later on. So I didn't know what its schedule was. It seems like it's monthly. Because I think the latest chapter is 134 or 135. Caught up to it.
So... I kind of came in late like yourself, and I kind of just flew through all the chapters, and I was like having a grand old time until I got to the end. And I've noticed it kind of feels monthly, but I can't like pinpoint.
Because like when the one chapter ends, it doesn't say like when the next chapter is coming out.
Yeah.
Or whatever. It just ends.
Yeah. And you just have to just wait and hope. But we can.
So yeah, 135 is the last one I've seen, but I didn't even know when that was, when that was released. But catching up on Fire Force, that was obviously like it felt relieving. Like, I'm excited to see when all this gets animated. Mm-hmm. It's crazy the way they find out more about the Amaterasu.
Yeah.
Like, ooh. So good.
I just like Shinra and what's his brother's name?
Sho.
I forgot. It's so simple. Three letters. Sho. Yeah. When they actually, because I know you know Shinra goes into just quick spoiler for other people who haven't read that far in the manga. Shinra's investigating his brother, because he finds out his brother's still alive. But then Sho starts investigating why his memories were lost and all that stuff, and what happened to their mother, Shinra and Sho's mother. So that's just pretty intense.
Yeah, Shinra definitely was. Wait, you said Sho's investigating?
Oh, how far are you?
Wait, how many?
How many
chapters are there?
Hold up, let me pull up mine real quick. Hold up.
I'm probably still behind. I thought there was... My app says there's only 135. And if that's way off, then I gotta go into some... research myself to find the
Your app's way off, bro.
Damn.
It's 245. It's the last one I read.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, wow.
Sorry, yeah.
The last arc I read, they went to that island.
Oh,
and they found out and they found out about more about the preacher and the tear in the space.
And you had the talking penguin and all that stuff?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. I know where you're at. Holy crap.
You know, okay. So now I finally got the right version of Fire Force. So if with my manga app, like a lot of the anime, I have to put it in their Japanese name.
Oh, official. That's actually how I search Fire Force. I search it by its Japanese name, not by Fire Force. But I just call it Fire Force because it's easier for people to understand.
Yeah, I got a long way to go.
Yeah.
Well, with this also, I got something to do with my downtime now.
There you go.
Yeah. So we'll do it.
Yeah, then we'll do it. We'll do a recap on Fire Force manga next week.
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I'm gonna be done by all of this next week. We still got our next week episode to do, but oh my gosh, yep. Yes, I am reading. Also, My Hero should be out hopefully later today.
Yeah, it usually comes out noon time for me, Eastern Standard Time for those that aren't in the East Coast.
Yeah, we run in the Eastern Standard Time. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. Let me go ahead. Yep. Putting all these manga chapters right now on my Kindle. Oh boy, do I got some reading. Yeah. I thought I was all caught up. Mm-hmm. Nope. But it's crazy, like just finding out like Joker's, but more Joker's backstory.
Oh, yeah.
I read up to. Honestly, like it just made it like that is my favorite character so far.
I was gonna say I like Joker a whole lot more because of that.
Like Joker's backstory is awesome. Mm-hmm. There's a work in the shadows. I'm just like, yes.
Joker's a cool dude. I thought it was weird and stuff at first because I couldn't really figure him out, but now I know what he's about. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'll let you get caught up though. Oh man, I didn't. Oh, that's such a gap.
Yep. Huge gap.
Yeah. Well.
But it was crazy. Like, honestly, I think reading up to it, I think I can't wait for when they do the fifth Adola Burst arc.
Because
that girl is insane. Like, I won't spoil anything, but like, when it came time for her to make the decision, I knew what her decision was going to be. That is a crazy, you know what? That's a crazy power to have.
Yeah, I was confused because I didn't know she was, I'm going to call her crazy. I didn't know she was crazy. Like leading up to it, it seemed like, at least I thought she was going to make the right decision when I was reading that. Or what I consider to be the right decision. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. But
I mean, yeah, for her, it's probably the right decision.
Yeah. So that one had me confused, but
oh, it's crazy. Like they're getting more into like, you know, the eight Adola Burst and everything's going through monsters. Like eight's like, I guess the magic number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they brought back the old dude. What was his name? Like Natsuo or Natsuo, the guy, the little boy that, Rekka put the bug in to try and get.
Oh
the,
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know what's even cooler? The abilities of like the other pillars when you when you get up.
Well, I haven't caught them all, but like so far, some of them, the other Adola Burst, like looking at those abilities, they're sweet.
Yeah. Oh man, this is so much you're missing. So much I want to talk about, but
I know. I gotta catch up now.
Yeah, oh man.
Yeah. But don't worry, it will happen.
Nice.
Sooner, especially because I got vacation coming up. But ooh, I cannot wait. That's what I'm gonna do. Just for vacation, just between my Call of Duty gameplay.
Yep.
Is definitely get definitely read and catch up on Fire Force. I really thought I was caught up, man. I really thought I was caught up. You said no.
Man. It's all good.
I got paid by my own app.
Yeah. No, sometimes I gotta search because I'll read something and I feel like at least when I like see like on like Instagram or Facebook or something where there's another something someone's talking about that I haven't even read yet. So then I just have to search other sites to find, because sometimes not all the sites that I use have the fullest chapters or to the most recent chapter, I should say. So,
and now after reading it, what I've read so far, I'm tight that you and Jamil spoiled that on the Fire Force recap. Joker and the captain with the eyes. I'm just like, yo, what are you talking about? I was like, that's definitely not season one material.
It wasn't.
I'm just like, yo, now after me, I'm just like, oh, these niggas. Spoiling.
Oh, man. Now I just have to say, Quiet Jams is the biggest spoiler of all. I just want to.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
Definitely. Nah. That's why he needs to take a break.
Yeah.
Spoil that baby instead of spoiling our anime.
Facts. Oh. No, I think that I think that sums up our episode for today, though.
Yep. Unless you got anything else to say.
That's it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Anime Brothers.
Hell yeah.
Like, as always, do your due diligence. Please like and subscribe. Leave a comment below. Hit us up on Instagram at Anime Brothers. If you're on Twitter, find us on Twitter at A Brothers. And we'll see you next week.
Yes, we will.
Annie out.
Annie out, y'all.